Very good afternoon, everyone. Time for another Taco Tuesday here on Q92, where we get together with Amber Boyens, registered dietitian nutritionist with Immune Nutrition, IMU Nutrition, here in Madison, Minnesota. How are you doing, Amber?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Haven't seen you for a while.
Like a week?
Yeah, or less.
Less.
This seems like it was just yesterday.
I think it might have been.
Okay. Yeah, of course, for those who don't know, you know, Amber is my daughter.
Correct.
And we have family gatherings quite often, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, we're not hardly strangers to each other.
Not at all. No,
nice to have you back in Madison.
Thanks. It's nice to be back in Madison.
Well, we're going to talk about something that I know quite a bit about, but
yes.
You know, I'm not going to talk too much about it myself because I'm going to let you talk. Of course, I had to look up the definition just before going on the air here, so I
and
knew
a picture and
take a look and see what I'm talking about here. Yeah. But we're going to talk about lentils today.
We are going to talk about lentils.
They're in the pea family. That's all I know.
Well, that's a good starting point for us. So I realized that I recommend lentils relatively often to people when we talk about a number of different nutrition topics. But a lot of people ask me, what are lentils and what do I do with them?
I was going to ask that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you wouldn't be alone. So let's talk about that today. So beans are also in the family of pulses with peas and lentils. And those tend to be a little bit more comfortable and a little bit more familiar for most people. We put beans in all sorts of things. Lots of hot dishes have beans in them. People use peas all the time. It's kind of a staple starchy vegetable. But lentils haven't really been used as much, and they're not as much of a traditional Midwestern food. So it's something that people need to kind of practice or play around with a little bit to get more comfortable with it.
Very popular in the country of India, I understand.
They are. Very, very, very popular. And there are a lot of different types of lentils. So the types are not very complicated. It's red, green, brown, yellow, black. So the types of lentils are really based off of the color, and I'm sure we could get into the specific cultivations and everything that are done with them, but we're really just talking about the nutrition today. And red, green, and yellow tend to be the most common or the easiest to find, and people will ask, where do I get lentils? Most grocery stores are going to carry lentils, so wherever you're buying your groceries, there's a good chance that you can find some kind of lentils at the grocery store. And the nice thing is, in this kind of era of very expensive groceries and especially expensive proteins like eggs and the other proteins that have just increased in price, you can get 13 servings of lentils for under $2. So it is a great way to stretch your food budget, stretch your meat budget, and get a lot of nutrition without having to spend a lot of money. And we'll talk about in a moment what you can do with them, but I want to talk first about why I recommend them. So they're loaded with nutrition. If we eat 1 cup of cooked lentils, which would be quite a bit, I would say a half a cup cooked is a more common serving. So if we ate a cup, though, we'd get 18 grams of protein in 1 cup of lentils. So a half a cup, we're still getting 9 grams of protein. In a cup, we get 16 grams of fiber. That is a lot of fiber from a serving of anything. So even if you do that half a cup cooked, you're getting 8 grams of fiber. That's a pretty good chunk of your fiber for the day, about a third of the low end of what we need for fiber. And they are very low in fat, which pros and cons to that. Because they're so rich in protein and fiber, their lack of fat is less impactful from the standpoint that it's still something that's really going to fill you up, keep you feeling satisfied from the food that you're eating. So not only are they a great source of protein and fiber, they're also a great source of iron, B vitamins, magnesium, zinc. So lots of our vitamins and minerals that many people are deficient in. And they also are loaded with antioxidant properties. Now, depending on the color of lentil that you get, you're going to get slightly different antioxidant benefit from it, just like we talk about colors all the time.
So the darker, the better. Huh?
And the richer, the color, the better. Absolutely.
So I'm paying attention.
I appreciate that. So the ones like, you know, our black lentils and some of our richer red lentils are going to have our anthocyanins in them, which we've talked about before.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to get flavanols. We're going to get phenolic acids. There's so many things that we get that can just generally help reduce inflammation and support health. There's research to show that they're phenomenal at helping reduce cholesterol. So pulling cholesterol down and helping improve our insulin sensitivity or our glucose levels. Lentils are great for that. Some research has shown that the things that lentils contain are wonderful for preventing cancer, multiple different types of cancers or cancer just in general. Like I said, reducing generalized inflammation. So when we talk about inflammation, it's kind of a tricky word because people will say, well, what kind of inflammation? When we look at our general inflammatory markers, lentils and the things that lentils contain are great at reducing them. And then in animal studies in particular, we see improved body composition, improved microbiome, so that healthy bacteria in our gut, fewer pathogens or the things that can make us sick living in our gut. So they come with a ton of health benefit, which is why I often say this is an inexpensive source of protein. It's loaded with nutrition, and it can have extraordinary health benefit if we incorporate it a little bit more regularly. So how do we incorporate it, one may ask? I encourage people to put them into things that are otherwise kind of comfortable foods. So soups. We're still, especially on days like today, very much in soup and stew season. Lentils go great into soups. You can put them in place of beans. You can put them in addition to whatever else you have in your soup. It doesn't have to replace anything. But if you look up recipes for like a lentil tortilla soup or a lentil curry or a lentil stew, you'll find tons and tons and tons of recipes that use lentils as the primary protein source and are just nice, warm, cozy meals. I mentioned using lentils to kind of stretch our meat budget too. You can use them to replace or to add to ground beef in things like chili, tacos, making a lentil ragu sauce for a pasta dish. They can go great in any of those. Lentils and mushrooms go really well together. So if you're somebody who likes mushrooms or who uses mushrooms in place of meat for some meals, by adding in the lentils, you can get a lot more protein, a lot more fiber, and again, just all of that extra health benefit from it. Lentils go great into salads, especially a lot of Mediterranean-type salads. You can put it into a lentil greens salad, anything like that. How about barbecue lentils? So for people who like barbecued-type food or that barbecue flavor, if you look up a recipe for barbecue lentils, shredded carrots are sometimes added in to give that more of a texture of like a pulled meat. But barbecue lentils with shredded carrots is a great option. And then if you just want to kind of dip your toes into lentils a little bit in something that's maybe more comfortable and familiar, we can put them in baked goods. So looking up a recipe for banana red lentil muffins or banana lentil or lentil pancakes, things like that. Another great way to incorporate lentils. My favorite website for some of these things is it's a free website, tons of free recipes run by a friend of mine, and it's aveggworld.com.
I've heard you mention that one before.
Yes, it's aveggworldafterall.com, just like it's a small world after all. And she, if you type lentil into her search, you're going to get tons of recipes, some of the ones I mentioned and so many more, but there's loads of them on the internet.
I noticed that there's no shortage of lentil recipes.
Do a Google search for lentil recipes and you'll see
lots of lentil soup.
So many, said, nice and cozy and warm, filling, inexpensive, all good words.
That's right. All right. So who knew that lentils could be so much fun.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And last week was actually National Pulses Day. So pulses are our peas and beans and lentils. Celebrate it this week.
All right. Very good. Well, that was an interesting talk, Amber.
Thank you.
A lot of good information there. I learned a lot about lentils today.
And now you'll try some.
I probably will. My chickpeas.
There we go.
And, of course, if people want more information, how do they find you?
Yep, you can find me online at imunutrition.com. That's imunutrition.com. Or on Facebook at imunutrition.
Sounds good. And before we wrap up the program, I happened to stumble across a chickpea joke.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this.
Yes. What's the difference between black-eyed peas and chickpeas?
What?
Black-eyed peas can sing us a song, and chickpeas can only hum us one.
Everybody loves a good hummus joke.
That's it. Yeah. Who knew there were hummus jokes?
I like it.
All right. We'll see you again next week on another Taco Tuesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.